When Mozart sits down to paint, he just paints. I don't think the first time Mozart sat down to paint, he thought he was going to be an incredible painter.
Boy, music.
What?
Mozart's music.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, music.
11:36, Thursday morning with the Invasion. Donovan Lewis, Matt McLaren. We'll kick off your lunch hour coming up here in 15 minutes. The Dallas Mavericks. What is the future? And the path to get there, we'll take a look here in 15 minutes or so. But right now, it is Boy Music brought to you by Globe Life.
Thank you, Matt. Now, I will do an official book report maybe next week. Because I'll be done by with the book by next
five
week.
Five chapters in a week.
Got about five chapters to go.
Okay.
But this book is called Black Out Loud, The Revolutionary History of Black Comedy from Vaudeville to 90s Sitcoms. And they're, how they go about presenting this is each chapter is mostly focused on a different person that they want to focus on and to tell them about their rise in the comedy game and all that. So there's one comedian back in the day. His name was Pigmeat Markham.
Pigmeat, huh?
Pigmeat, yes. And his chapter is pretty interesting. And I came across this, and I wanted to, I'll set the scene. Because when you acknowledge about rap music, the first rap song to commercially go mainstream and become a hit, I think everyone would know and recognize is this. That's the one that hit the mainstream. And this is, of course, the Sugar Hill Gang. And this is Rapper's Delight.
Yeah, everybody knows this.
Yeah, everyone knows this.
Even me.
Even George. Because George tried to take something to the pool one time with this song, and it's just kind of disturbing. I thought you always take it to the pool. But after school, he did that.
Almost had to call HR after that.
I know. This is highly regarded as that's got this genre out to the mainstream and set whatever we have now. This is credited with being the beginning. You don't stop the rocker to the bang bang, but you say up jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to be. Now what you I tried my best to learn every single lyric. I couldn't do it. And me, the groove, and my friends are gonna try to move your feet. Wonder Mike. And I like to say hello. So, all right, Rapper's Delight, Sugar Hill Gang is credited with taking rap to the mainstream. Now, doing a little bit of research, Matt, and coming across the first rap song that was recorded, and that takes you back to like 3 months before Rapper's Delight came out. And this is a band called the Fatback Band, and the name of the song is King Tim the Third. So let's listen to King Tim the Third.
Y'all, here we go. You just clap your hands and you stomp your feet, cause you're listening to the sound of the show shot beat. I'm the K-I-N-G, the G-I-M, King Tim the Third, and I am here, just me, Fat Fat, and the crew. We're doing it all just for you. We're strong as an ox and tall as a tree. We can rock you so viciously. We throw the highs in your eyes, the bass in your face. We're the funk machines that rock the human race. Skate down, boogie shot. Come on, girl, let's do the rock.
I've never heard this song. Never heard of the band.
Either. Me either.
Never heard this song before.
Love the bass, though.
I know. But this one is credited with being the first one recorded.
Which was 1979.
Yes. A few months before Rapper's Delight came out and hit mainstream. I don't know if this was regional for New York. I have no clue. But I had never heard of this before. I was like, okay, that's pretty interesting. Now, I wanted to play those two. Because I'm reading this book, and it is about Pigmeat Markham and talking about how he got into comedy. And
Man, old Pigmeat.
He had a bit called Here Comes the Judge. And this bit was recorded. And now in this book, as I read it, and I'll read this. Let's see. Where is it? Anyway, I won't read it. It says that this was basically the first rap song. Here it is. He recorded a song called Here Comes the Judge that some view as the first ever rap song. So I thought,
ever.
Never heard this before.
This is from the late 60s.
This is from 1968, where they said this is the first rap song. It was a comedy bit, but they say this is the first ever rap song. So let's listen to Pig Meat Markham and Here Comes the Judge.
Yeah, this court is now in session. His Honor, Judge Pig Meat Markham presiding. Yeah, he, the coat of swings is just about ready to do that thing. I don't want no tears, I don't want no lies. Above all, I don't want no alibis. This judge is hip, and that ain't all. He'll give you time if you're big or small. Fall in line, or this coat is neat. Peace, brother.
Love, here comes the judge. Here comes the judge. Everybody know that he is the judge.
Now, this is just a comedy routine of his.
Isn't there a reference to Here Come the Judge and Blazing Saddles? There might be.
I don't know.
I won't sit down to wonder square. I'm going to lay down the law. They better not budge. I bust some head because I am the judge.
He is the judge. He is the judge.
Who? I's your next door neighbor. Honor, out of this courtroom, out of this courtroom.
Judge, your honorship high, sir. Did I hear you say order in the court?
Yes, I said order.
Well, I'll take two cans of beer, please.
I mean, it's his comedy bit that he put drums behind it. Yeah, and I do believe, if I'm not mistaken, Maurice White, who's a member of Earth, Wind & Fire, may be playing the drums on this. I saw this. Hopefully that's right information. I'm not giving you false information. So in the book, it said, okay, Pig Meat Markham recorded this song. It's a comedy bit, but it's the first ever rap song ever recorded. And this is from 1968. Now,
fascinating.
This is what AI told me. And I think we're going to have to decide if we consider this a rap song or not. Because this is back in 1941. This is a group called the Jubilaries.
The Jubilaries?
J-U-B-A-L-A-I-R-E-S. Okay. Now, this song is called Noah, and it's about Noah and the Ark. But listen to this to see if you feel that this could be considered a rap song. And if it is, then this would definitely be the first style ever recorded for rap music. All right, check this out. At the beginning, you're going to look at me and say, there's no way it is, but give it a little bit of time to breathe.
Well, it's old and over. Oh, I'm Noah. Ho, ho. I'm Noah. I'm going to ride on the wind and tide. Well, it's old and over. Oh, I'm Noah.
Brother Noah, my God's talking, said he would ride.
I mean, first you said there's no way.
Yeah, no,
not even close.
Said, children, stop, steal, and listen to me. God walked down to the brandy sea. He declared that the aim of the sent of man, and then he decided to destroy the land. He spoke to Noah, Noah stopped. He said, Noah, I want you to build me an ark. I want you to build it 3 cubits long. I want you to build it big and strong. I want it 50 high and 50 wide so it will stand the wind and tide. It's
Dude, this sounds like something Elvis would have done.
Yeah, I know. It's about Noah and the Ark.
Yeah, that's really interesting because it's not that drastically different, like what they're doing right there, than Pig Meats was.
Right. And then you have some R&B songs that were considered R&B, but they'd have a rap version to it. And, okay, maybe it's not rap music, but I can guarantee you back in the 1940s, there's no one speaking like that.
No.
Own a song, and especially a song about Noah's Ark. He comes back. He comes back for a second verse.
This is a cool song.
Well, after the foundation was laid, then Noah began to hew and build. The ringing of the hammer clad judgment, the hewing of the saw clad sin repent. 100 years he hammered and sawed, building the ark by the grace of God. Now when the ark was done, God's voice was heard. He said, now Noah, let me tell you what to do. Calling the animals two by two. So he called them in the ark, two by two. He called the birds, the ox with the kangaroo. And he called in Japheth, the ham and sham. Then God began to flood the land. He raised his hands to heaven on high, shook the stars and moon from the sky, shook the mountain, he troubled the sea, hit the wind to his chariot wheel. He stepped on land, stood on the shore, and he clapped that time. It wouldn't be no more. But
I bet you they were like, what the hell is he saying? What is this? So I don't consider this a rap song, but it's definitely a song that had a couple of verses of the it dude has, doing a yeah. rap style that we yeah. now know.
That somebody had to have heard and goes, okay, I can take that beat or that rhythm or whatever you call it and expand on that.
Right.
It's true. Definitely rap style, for sure.
Yeah, not a rap song, but that's 1941, I do believe that's the year that they came out. The Jubilaries. Man, Jubilaries, I don't know what they call themselves, but
that sounds like something that you might have heard in that movie Sinners, like that deep south Mississippi Delta.
Right. No,
type.
You're right about that. Yeah. It is. It feels like if they played that, it would fit right along right, with what they yeah. were doing. Yeah, for sure. They had a whole bunch of other stuff. Now the video's coming up. They had a song called Brother Bill. I haven't heard this one, so I don't know if it's a rap part in there
sure
or not.
It's super clean. No one cussed in music back
yeah,
then.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was. So, yeah, just saw that and thought, okay, first rap nice. Song with pig meat, and then it goes all the way back to 1941 with them rapping about Noah and his ark.